Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Well, hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to Your Future Is Now. Our show is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And go to SpeakersPathway.com. You can click on the messages there from the testimonies from people and see what others say about us. But I'm joined today also by my good friend, business partner, the co-founder of Speakers Pathway Coalition at SpeakersPathway.com, Dandy Don McGrath. Dandy Don, how you doing, sir?
Doing absolutely fantastic, Jim. And this is our third time broadcasting from Arizona, whether you know it or not, because, you know, we were here back in May and we broadcasted from the Phoenix area. Mm-hmm. I broadcasted from Winslow, Arizona. I was standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona back in when we first started in April. And so now today we're kind of close to a corner in Chandler, Arizona.
Absolutely. And I tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you hear the smiles in our voices, it's for real, because Dandy Don and I, we went to iNetwork Expo yesterday here in Chandler, and it's our second time attending the event. And I'm telling you, we were both floored, absolutely floored. The reception we got from the people there, the energy, the love, the compassion, I mean, it was just genuine. Don spoke on the stage there. He was on the panel. He was on the panel of when he came down here 2 months ago and back in first part of May. And then yesterday he was on the panel. And Dandy Don, share with him your experience about the iNetwork Expo.
You know, if you've ever been to events, there's events when you just can't wait to be done. This ain't it. This was a fantastic event. It was so well run. Had such interesting experts who are just sharing wisdom with for business owners. And I just love what Sean and Robert are doing with Network Together. Their members love them. It's clear. It's like a family atmosphere. And I felt very welcomed to that family. So people were sticking around like an hour afterwards, right, Jim? We made a Facebook Live in the room, and there were still people not hanging around because they had to, because they were waiting on a bus or something, but they were hanging around because they just love being there and love being part of that community.
You're absolutely right, because the energy in that room, it just attracts people just like bees are attracted to honey. And it's such a wonderful environment that people don't want to walk out the door and walk away from it. And that's the, like I told on the video there on the Facebook Live, and I've said many times before, you will be judged on your event by how fast people want to run out the door. And yesterday we has had people hanging around. And I mean, the atmosphere, the thing that I saw most of all was the genuine heart of every single person there. And the energy that this networktogether.net is their home, one of their websites, networktogether.net, the energy that's flowing there, it is carrying them, and they're already in Tucson, Arizona. They started in Phoenix, and they've already spread up to Utah, and they're looking to come to Colorado Springs. Dandy Don, you know, one of our executive training directors, Mr. Bill Heinrich, he coaches us in about get out of the way, let the energy carry you, because the energy is going to take you where you need to be. And we've certainly experienced that, haven't we, sir?
Absolutely. I feel like an energy surfer. It's just a matter of catching the wave. And the wave was strong yesterday. And the wave was strong back at the iNetwork Expo event that we went to in May. And Robert Jones from the stage yesterday made a comment that stuck with me all day and all night. It's you can change things for yourself by the information that you take in and the people that you surround yourself with. And just to give you an indication of the kind of people that were at this event and why some of the energy was as positive as it was, there was a fundraiser for Tommy Two Shoes, which is a nonprofit that supplies books to school kids that don't have books. And maybe some of those kids never owned a single book in their life. So they're giving them maybe the first book. And so there was a 50-50 raffle. People gave, contributed to that. There was another raffle, and one gentleman won the $500 raffle. What did he do, Jim? Do you remember?
Yeah, that was a big prize. He called the lady up, and he says, I want to give this to your cause. And that was just amazing. And it didn't surprise anybody. That's the kind of heart that the people with the network together, that's the kind of people that they attract. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we have Robert Jones's beautiful bride. She is the boss lady. And Robert says, this is my beautiful bride or my beautiful wife that I love. And she's also my boss. So we know that we got the boss lady on today. Sean, we are so glad to have you. And Dandy Don, would you give her a warm welcome to the show, sir?
Absolutely. So, we met a while ago, and I just love what Sean does. I love what Robert does. I love what you do together. I love what you've created together. I love the energy and the play that you have that I've observed. I love that you were on the women's panel yesterday, and which we'll talk a little bit more about. But really, Sean, just welcome so much, and thank you so much for taking your time and being on our show today.
Thank you both. Thank you, Don and Jim, for inviting me on today. Thank you both so much for being a part of our network for entrepreneurs and being there yesterday. And it's been fantastic. I know that we've had some of our members attend your workshop back in May, and we've had just, overwhelming positive feedback. We know some of your clients, and it's just, we love having you guys. We wish you were here all the time.
Yeah, I tell you, we're certainly glad to be a part of it, because yesterday we had our a little sign-up sheet there, and Roy Brown, he saw us. And he heard that we're going to be putting on a class without saying a word. He walked up and wrote his name down, first one on that list to attend the class. And then there was another couple there, and I saw them. And the lady, she pointed me and she says, how are you doing? I'm so glad you're back. She says, I loved your class you and Don put on us. Well, thank you so much. And we got one going on Saturday, too. Oh, really? And they came over and they signed up. And Don, would you share with the audience what her husband told us, another individual we did not know? What did he tell him?
It's just one of those things that, everybody thinks that their kid is smart and good looking, right? Until somebody else says they're not. And so it was really wonderful. I happened to be standing in line helping, giving a flyer, helping someone get signed up. And one of the gentlemen who was at our last workshop was standing there, and he was signing up too. And he turned to someone, I didn't even know there was people standing over there. And he turned to them, he said, these workshops are amazing. You gotta go. So it's just really nice to be part of that community, really nice to feel like we're providing what that group needs.
Exactly. And, Sean, I want to personally thank you for allowing me and Don to be a part of Network Together in the iNetwork Expo, because to be associated with you and the organization and what you guys are about and the caliber of people that you attract, it is truly an honor and a blessing for me and Don. So thank you so much from the bottom of our heart. And you were on the ladies panel yesterday. That was electrifying, wasn't it?
It was. And it was so funny. There was three redheads on that panel.
Awesome.
I didn't even realize that till you said it, but it's true. They were. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was pointed out, and I was looking at the pictures this morning over coffee, and I was like, yeah, I guess there was. And it was what really amazed us women, and we were talking after, was the questions from the audience came from men.
Yes.
Men wanted our perspective, and that was, we didn't quite expect that. It was a pleasant surprise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet so, because I would imagine that, and I noticed that too, and I thought there'd be more women asking guy, and they were wanting to get your wise opinions. And the information you ladies shared with them was just gold nugget after gold nugget. And I saw Don sitting over there taking notes. I guess he's got writer's cramp this morning, but they dropped a lot of wisdom on us yesterday, didn't they, Don?
Absolutely. And I loved the questions that came from men. I loved them. Two of them, if I recall, centered around, you know, I've got a daughter. I've got a daughter who is looking to be an entrepreneur. I've got a daughter who does this. It works in my business. What would you share with her, knowing what you know, to help her be like you? Series of wonderful, eloquent, powerful women that are making a difference in the world. And I loved that question. I loved all the responses.
Yeah,
it hit home for me because when I was younger, I worked in the family business. And the nature of the business, I couldn't act like I was that teenager, and I needed to, I needed people to trust that they could come to me for solutions and to help them when they needed. This was our staff. And I remember my own mom having to set the ground rules. Hey, you talk to Sean, talking to her is like talking to me. And I was that buffer for her, just like what Joel is needing in his business.
That's really amazing. Yeah, you're exactly right, because that enables the young daughter to go and grow and gain confidence, which is very important for everyone in a business. Mm-hmm. And we've got just a little bit less than 1 minute left before we start for our commercial break. But after the break, I'm going to let Sean, you know, share with us how Network Together became from a dream to a reality, and how they grew to over 4,000 members here in the Phoenix area, how they expanded down to Tucson, the way the energy is flowing up to Utah, and Robert and Sean want to go to expand up to Colorado Springs where Don is, because this is a movement. This is a pure energy movement that people are hungry for. Would you agree with that, Don?
Oh, absolutely. It's desperately needed, and it's fantastic for the business owners.
Oh, it really is. And we just got a couple of seconds left, but we want you to stay tuned. We'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Do you ever wonder if you're the only woman who runs errands in her yoga pants so it will look like she went to the gym? Or how about the only mom who feeds her kids raw cookie dough? Or are you the only one who cooks her family cold cereal for dinner? Do you need more laughter and less loudness? More self-love and less self-loathing? More joy and less judgment? You're not alone. Come to the living room. A place where we get comfy, candid, and confident together. Come seeking sanctuary and leave feeling renewed. We're saving a seat for you. Give yourself some living room today.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And on today's show, Dandy Don and I, we have a very special guest, And this lady is going to share some nuggets, some gold nuggets with us, isn't she, Don?
Absolutely. Going to share with us about what really motivated the creation of this amazing organization. So Sean, just can you tell the listeners about kind of how this whole thing got started and what's at the heart of it?
Well, my husband, Robert Jones, who's the founder of Network Together, started this organization for entrepreneurs back in 2009. And in a small town, single dad, he was looking for avenues to generate referrals and increase exposure for his business. And back then, there was only one networking group for professionals. And it was difficult because his business at the time, which was website and design and search engine optimization, it was hard to get into this networking group because it was only one per industry category, and he couldn't get in. So living in that small town, the next best thing was to go to the local chamber. Well, unfortunately, the person who owned the networking group and who was president of the chamber, they wouldn't let him in either areas. So he thought, well, I'm not going to give up. What can I do? And he created Network Together. And I love that his son, Troy, who's now 13, is the one who gave Network Together its name. They were talking, you know, father, son, and what would this do? What can we call it? And his son says, well, what about Network Together? And at the time, I mean, Troy was just a young kid. And so it just kind of evolved as a community organization in a small town. And now we are the largest independently owned, non-franchised organization, network organization for entrepreneurs in all of Arizona. And it's member led. And where we're at today is because we've listened to what all of our communities here in Arizona have had to say. They've contributed their input and said, we need this, we need that. This is what we're craving. How can we grow in our businesses? And so it's just evolved. And never would have thought that we would be where we're at today. I actually met Robert through networking. I was invited to a chapter meeting and somebody said to me a few years ago, hey, why don't you come check out Network Together? And I had sold my business and I was involved with a local chamber of commerce. And I said, sure. Turned out I was the speaker that day and Robert was there. So it was networking for my future husband, I guess.
Talk about lead generation.
Yeah. And you guys got together, huh?
We did. We just celebrated 3 years of marriage.
Mm. Oh, congratulations.
Yes, congratulations on that. You know, it's such a wonderful thing to see two beautiful people like you and Robert get together, be a blessing to each other. And that just I think that's a secret sauce that really just reverberates throughout the entire organization. And you guys put on, you know, your entire organization, you guys put on what, about 1,000 stages a year?
We put on more than 1,000 events, meetings, educational workshops, seminars, just here in Arizona alone. Mm-hmm. Next month, we are opening up in the Utah market. We are taking our platform and moving it into new states, Utah being our first one. So that 1,000 opportunities, what that does for our network of members is when they find themselves in different cities, different states, they can go there and participate because it is not just a network here in Arizona, but they can make relationships in those other cities and transfer the business back and forth, learn from each other.
Wow. That's really amazing because, you know, it's the worst thing is to go somewhere and not know anyone and not be associated with anyone. And that's really going to be a tremendous blessing. If someone was listening to us from my hometown of Shelby, North Carolina, they're like, wow, I'd like to be associated with those folks. I mean, tell me more. How could they get in touch with you to find out more about what Network Together is all about? How could they do that, Sean?
Well, they can go to our website at networktogether.net. That's networktogether.net. If they want, they're also welcome to call us directly. Our phone number is 602-228-0907, 602-228-0907. Robert and I, while we have our staff and our teams, oftentimes when someone calls our office, Robert and I may answer the phone because we really want to instill that it's the relationships, which is our platform, building that in-person direct connection offline. And so we're very much hands-on outside of our events, too.
Mm. That's very important because for people to have that type of commitment for the network together, like you and Robert have, for the average person to know that they can call and they can talk to the business owners, the principals, the people who turned a dream into a reality. And I really love what you said there. And I know, Don, you'll probably want to expand on this because I know you, how Robert ran into brick wall after brick wall trying to find somebody to fulfill his dream, and he couldn't do it. And he says, heck, I'll just start network together. And, you know, is the son getting the title of it? And that is, there's a tremendous message in that, isn't there, Dandy?
Absolutely. Thinking outside the box, you know, mm-hmm. never give up, never give up, never give up. And that's critical for an entrepreneur because there's going to be those times. There just is. That's, you signed up for it when you open your business. But one thing I never heard before, Sean, that I really love is the story about Robert's son naming the business. Mm. And I think for the listeners, that should give you a sense. To me, it's a reflection of the openness that the organization has to new ideas, to people just getting started. I met a number of people yesterday who one person's working on getting their real estate license. They're not licensed yet, but they are there making connections, learning about getting their business off the ground, and they're with welcome arms. You know, just because they can't give somebody a referral doesn't mean that they're not welcomed just like everybody else. So I think that's a reflection of the spirit.
It absolutely is. Matter of fact, our women's panel had touched on this, and it was my own personal story about being an entrepreneur, have been for a long time, and thought I would take that corporate job. And 2 weeks before Christmas, I was laid off from that job and found out I was pregnant and a single mom on top of it all. And I thought, gosh, what do I do? And I went back to my roots. Create my opportunity, create my own security. I could control that. And I never wanted to worry about being laid off. And Robert has the same opinion, same goals. And it's just about going back to what is it that you know?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Because Don and I, when we created the Speakers Pathway Coalition, our goal was we started at very basic, very, very simple. We wanted to take the small person from the sidewalk to the stage because it wasn't happening out there. There's a lot of overpromise and underdeliver. And what really happened for us was that Don and I knew that we didn't know it all. So we selected seven executive training directors who had subject matter experts. They had specific knowledge. And what happened was that we realized we could just attract a whole multitude of people, from speakers to authors to small business people. And we provided them with training because it's very, very important when you invite people in, what is it that you want to do? What is your calling in life? What is your passion? How can you make a difference in someone else's life? And I like to use the fingerprints as an example. As if you look at your fingerprints, you know no one's ever had them before and no one will have them ever. But my question to you is, how can you reach out and leave your imprint on someone's life and help them in their hour of need, to help them change their life? And that's the mission of speakerspathway.com. And what I see in you guys all network together, to be here, to be associated, just to be part of the energy in that room. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there was more than 200 yesterday. And to be able to keep the energy up from 8 o'clock in the morning till 6:30,
yeah.
It wasn't just Robert and I. I mean, it was the volunteers. It was our exhibitors. Mm. It was our speakers. It was our guests. I mean, everybody. Mm-hmm. And it's like the old adage, it takes a village.
Yeah, and it really does. Because we did a Facebook Live an hour after it was over, and there was all this noise in the background. And I made the comment, hey, look at all these people here. They don't want to leave. And that's that energy. And that's, oh, geez. That's just, it's just electrifying. And that same energy is going to carry you, because this is a movement. Network Together, ladies and gentlemen, is a movement, because there's going to be business people all over the United States that's going to be starving. They're starving right now. And they're looking and they're hungry for an organization like Network Together. So get ready. We're coming to your town. We'll help you party down, because we have fun too. And Danny says, please stop singing.
Please don't sing. He, you know, gosh, the only thing worse than Jim singing is us trying to do two-part harmony. We can't carry a note without a handle on it. Yeah. But, you know, one thing I maybe we can touch on this after we get back. I only have a couple of minutes. But, you know, I think there are a lot of people out there who, you know, have a dream. Or maybe they once had a dream, and maybe that dream has gotten a little cloudy, but they know for a fact that every day as they commute 40 minutes in their car to go to a job, to go to meetings with difficult people, that that is not their dream. They know that is not their dream. And one of the things that's a truth now more than ever is with the pace of change, it's harder and harder and harder to stay on top of your technical game. It may actually be easier to become an entrepreneur than to stay on top of your technical game in a technical job. So, you know, I just think it is a real opportunity for many, many, many people that are out there today listening.
It really is. And before we break and go to commercial, I just want to say, Don, what you said there really struck me, because I know there's a lot of people out there that's hurting. A lot of people out there that have a dream and they just feel like they're spinning their wheels in the mud trying to get going. It's just gnawing at them, but they don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. I've been there. I know how that feels. That is not fun. And I'm so thankful that I had an opportunity. And we're going to talk about how opportunity knocks when we come back. And Sean is going to share some information with us about her life and what they've experienced there. And we're just going to have a good old-fashioned, down-to-earth, just from us to you conversation. We'll be back right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's merging, never heard.
Each year, the United States Postal Service successfully ships over 160 billion packages and letters, with bills traveling through the mail at twice the speed of checks. Automated sorting machines read zip codes and directs the mail to the proper destination. But last year, they failed to read some 2.4 billion pieces of mail, all because of cacography. That's bad handwriting. So what happens to all that errant mail? The post office hires more than 700 postal clerks to decipher the most difficult ones. When a sorting machine discovers an illegible address, it scans and sends a digital image to the clerk's computers. Amazingly, the average clerk can crack the code in just 3 seconds. Not everyone can keep up, though, as management at the post office is always pushing the envelope.
It's merging never.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your future is now a sponsor.com. And right before the break, Don mentioned something about how someone may have a dream and a goal, and they just haven't been able to put it all together, and how frustrating that is. And I know how I have felt because I have been there, and I know exactly how that person feels. But if you just keep on keeping on, and we heard earlier how Robert ran into brick wall after brick wall before he created networktogether.net. But the reason why he was successful is because he didn't quit. Dandy, and I'm going to let you introduce Sean about, let her share some words of wisdom with us. But you also, you've experienced that in your life, haven't you?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I started writing my first book in 2010. Actually, I started writing in 2009. And it wasn't until my fifth book where it was successful. So, you know, yeah, I mean, there is going to be challenges. So, yeah, Sean, we'd love to hear maybe some of the things that you have seen in your history about resilience, you know, or maybe some tips for people who might be facing some adversity right now.
Absolutely. Over a little bit about my background is I create businesses, different industries, service-based, and when I get them up to a certain area, I either sell the divisions off that I've created within the companies, where I sell the entire company off. And I did that. One, it was a challenge. It was the thrill. For me, it was like rappelling off the side of a mountain that I used to do in my early days. And it was just, oh, I want this to go. And it was just, you know, seeing my baby from the ground up. And then when it got to a certain point, it wasn't fun anymore. So I would pass it off. And that's when I would sell it. And somebody asked me recently, well, when was the last time you had your own business? And I said, well, I sold it off a few years ago. And they asked, well, are you going to start another one? I said, you know, I really love what I do. I have found my calling. And that is being able to be a mentor for other entrepreneurs. I love startups. I love to talk to individuals that are seasoned in their businesses and ones that have multiple companies. And it's because I get to learn along the way and take what I've learned and help others. And so and I don't know if it's my age that over time, it's my passions have changed or my interest or what is it that I really want to do? Kind of like, what do I want to be when I grow up? And with Network Together, it's afforded me to meet people that I would never have met in my own businesses when I created them. I've learned from others. I love talking to our new entrepreneurs coming in because they have a different perspective. And I love being able to help bridge the gap from the different age generations too. We had Rob Clark on our stage yesterday. He's a millennial, owns Lifepreneur. He is creating a whole new movement for his own business. And it was interesting to hear his perspective. And I found that some of our members that, you know, maybe 50s, 60s, 70s, they go, wow, now I'm understanding how to communicate with other individuals that aren't in my age group because we do business differently. We learn differently. And it was just, I love the energy. I love the passion that people have. And I love being able to be a mentor for entrepreneurs.
That's really amazing because as you were talking about that and you mentioned about Rob, and of course I was there listening to him and all, what you guys offer reminded me of something that a lot of people are not familiar with, and that is the military. You can take an old Vietnam veteran like me and a young private from today's military, and we can communicate on the military level. And with Network Together, what we see is that people can, you know, communicate together regardless what their industry is, regardless what the age is. That's a very unique thing to have and to be blessed with that mission, because that's what you and Robert have been done. You've been blessed with the mission to answer a higher calling and follow the energy. And I am just so amazed and proud and just honored to be a very, very, very small part of that wonderful movement. Thank you.
Well, we are honored that you are aligned with us. We're honored that you want to be a part. And more importantly, we are grateful that you look at our members and see where you can help them. Because you really, in essence, you're paying it forward. You're taking all your years of experience and knowledge and helping those that need a little help themselves.
Well, thank you so much. Yes, because I tell people all the time that in Proverbs 11:25, whether someone believes in the Bible or not is irrelevant. Because if you look at history, they prove that King Solomon was nobody's dummy. And the fact that he was very, very rich. But he wrote in Proverbs 11:25 that the generous person by watering others will be watered themselves. And I tell them the moral of that story is it's a prerequisite. You've got to water someone first, just like a farmer planting a crop. He's got to prepare his soil, plant his seed, work his crops before, we're talking months, before he enjoys the harvest from his efforts. And Dandy Don, I've seen you put so much effort in the speakerspathway.net. And tomorrow, in fact, today, we're going to be talking a little bit about TED Talks. And that's your secret sauce, isn't it, brother?
It's, I don't know if somebody called me this before or whether I called myself this and it just kind of caught on, but I'm a kind of a speaking geek. I can't help but watch a speaker.
He is.
Not for the information, but I will sit there. Like yesterday, I took like 10 pages of notes. I just geek out on it. So, for me to be able to take that kind of weird way my brain was wired and to be able to help people to see things they just aren't able to see is unbelievable for me. It's very gratifying. And I've been had a blessing of being a coach for a TEDx event. And I love TED Talks. Now I've become obsessed with TED Talks and analyzing them. So it's just been an incredible journey of things being given to me and me just doing the best to give back.
Well, the thing I've observed about how you give people positive feedback, they not only appreciate it, but they apply it. And every single one has always said, wow, Don really helped me in my talks. And that's really amazing because the TED Talks, for example, and this is going to be blended into the Network Together organization. We're going to hit on that today. We're going to cover it some tomorrow, too. But there's over 1 billion downloads, billion with a B, downloads of TED Talks. And Don, you said it best this morning about how that's the way people vote about what it is that they want to hear.
Absolutely. I mean, TED Talks, over 1 billion on their way to 2 billion. The first TED Talk video was posted in 2006. Mm. Within 6 months, they had over 1 million views. And if you look at TED Talks, not a single one it pitches anything. Or really promotes anything. That's by design. And there's over 1 billion views. So what does that tell us? That tells us that's the way people want to be talked to. So I really am becoming a big believer in that TED Talks are people are voting with their mouse, right? They're voting with their cursor saying, this is how we want to be inspired. This is how we want to be talked to. So I began adopting many of the things I'm learning from studying TED Talks into all the speaking that I do.
You're exactly right. And the reason I mention that, ladies and gentlemen, we get on the TED Talks there is because I see that same type of information and energy flowing from the panels there at iNetwork Expo that we experienced back in May and then yesterday. And Sean, I mean, the information flowing out from the panels that you and Robert put up there, my goodness, people are just, they're just soaking it up because they're starving for that kind of information, aren't they?
They truly are. And one of the things that makes our panels unique is our panelists, when they come off that stage, they are available for our audience to go up and continue that offline one-on-one conversation and having their questions answered. Because people are looking for mentors. They need guidance. Yeah. And those individuals, oftentimes when panelists come off a stage or even speakers, you never see them. They just leave the stage and they exit the building. And we really want to create that platform where everyone is accessible. Everyone has an opportunity. Let's learn from each other.
You're exactly right. And that's one thing I wanted to say about you and Robert, with all the things going on, because Don and I, we can appreciate how busy you get about all the things that's going on in your mind when you're putting on an event. I mean, I could walk up to you or walk up to Robert, and I had your undivided attention for what day or whatever I wanted to need or whatever I wanted to ask or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Don, you and I, we were at an event in Orlando, Florida. You and I both spoke on stage. I spoke one day, you spoke the next. And I walked over to the event coordinator. I was going to ask him something, and he kind of like saw me coming out of the corner of his eyes, and he evaporated on me, brother.
Yeah, and I love that the panelists are there at networking together at the iNetwork Expo events, because people do want to interact. And I agree. I kind of find it interesting that speakers sometimes want to show up a half an hour before they speak and then they're gone. It's like they're missing the boat on the blessing they can be to others. So I love what you're doing with those events, Sean.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's that energy that Sean and Robert just, that's their secret sauce. That's just the way they're wired. And oh gosh, you know, Sean, I tell you, you're just a blessing to so many people. I mean, the thousands of people that you've touched and changed their lives. My goodness, what a wonderful blessing. I mean, you're just a very, very, very special lady.
Well, thank you. You know, Robert and I are very humble people, extremely humble, and we never want to lose that. We always want people to feel comfortable just being able to come up and have a conversation. And we really do talk about, like, everybody says, Sean, what do you do? Well, I'm the CEO. And they kind of go, oh. And that's when I meet someone for the first time. And I always followed up with, you know what? It's just a fancy title. What I do is I serve our members. I serve our community.
Yeah, that's evident, because what we see from you and the energy starts with you and Robert, because you guys are the anchors, and that just flows and it just dominoes. And I mean, I saw Don last night. We got back here to our Airbnb where we're staying at here in Chandler, and Don was still walking up and down the hallway about 2 o'clock in the morning. I said, Don, go to sleep, man. I got to get some rest. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Known for a long time that diamonds are precious or worth a lot of deuterumus. That means money. Did you ever wonder how a polished pebble becomes one of the most expensive things on earth? 2 centuries ago, diamonds were worn only by royalty. But in 1870, miners discovered huge deposits of diamonds in South Africa. And soon after, the diamond market was flooded. That's when a man named Cecil Rhodes started buying up shares of the diamond mines. 18 years later, Rhodes controlled the entire South African supply of diamonds. He started his own newspaper and magazine articles with clever ad campaigns about cut, clarity, color, and carat. He also convinced women that they weren't truly engaged to be married without a diamond ring.
It's Margin Never.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by the Speakers Pathway Coalition. And I'm also joined with my co-founder and good friend, Dandy Dawn McGrath. And Dandy Dawn, the lady we got on today, the boss lady, she is really something else, isn't she?
Yeah, I just love what Sean is doing, love what Robert's doing, love being in your company. And one of the things, one of the other things that really attracted Jim and I to what you're doing is we know that Robert is a former Marine. And Jim is a veteran. My father was a prisoner of war. We've done events for veterans. And I know there were some former military people at the event yesterday. And so there's so many ways that we intersect. And so I really appreciate everything you're doing, Sean.
Well, thank you very much. Our videographer who was there, his son Landon, who was working the event, he is active duty Marines right now. And he was back in town for a short period in between, and he's getting ready to deploy again for 3 months. So yeah, military is very important. Robert and I, through our organization, we do a lot of community outreach. Matter of fact, our community outreach is one of our 5 pillars of connection. And as we had Tommy Two Shoes as our nonprofit for this event, we will throughout the year do give backs to the veterans and to those that have served our country. And it's just, it's important. You always want to remember. And Robert and I talk about, somebody will say, oh, I'm a former this. I served as a former in the Navy. And I go, no. Once you're military, you are always military. It doesn't leave you. It's like, it's in your heart for life.
Yes. That's so very true. And when Dawn and I put on the Pathway for Vets event in Colorado Springs, we had a focus on the military spouses. 13% of the spouses are male, but the vast majority of them are female. These are the ladies that keep the home fires burning. And there's a lot of VSOs, veteran service organizations out there, who assist the veterans, the spouses, after a military move from one fort to another, one military base to another, to help them get a job. And our focus was, how can you create your own career and live the laptop lifestyle career? So that as long as you've got your laptop and a Wi-Fi, you're in business. And what is it you want to do? We put tremendous focus on that. And that's really been steamrolling in our desire to help everybody to be able to network together, to be able to, you know, be associated with people who can help you get from where you are to where you want to be. That is critical. And, you know, we see that with Network Together, and especially there at your big event, iNetwork Expo. Could you give them the website on that, Sean, how they find out more about iNetwork Expo?
Yes, the next event that we have scheduled here in Phoenix is going to be October 24th. It's going to be held in Chandler at the same venue as the one we just had yesterday. And the link is inetworkexpo.com. That's the letter inetworkexpo.com. We will be changing over the information to the upcoming October event that will be taking place in the next 2 weeks. If you want more information before the website is changed over to the new event, you can always, again, contact our office at 602-228-0907, or you can go to our main website at networktogether.net.
And someone's up in Utah or in Colorado Springs or anywhere like that, and they would just like to come and experience this environment that we've been describing here over the airways, I mean, would they be welcome to come?
Absolutely. We have members that live in all different states, even where we don't have events put on, but their businesses can travel. Their network and who they're looking for, their clients are here in Phoenix, even if they live in Chicago themselves. So it's really a community that is growing.
Wow, that's really amazing. And so, you know, Don, I didn't realize that until Sean said that. And that's flows right into what we've been talking about, what we see with Robert and Sean and Network Together and the iNetwork Expo. I mean, the energy is just going to carry everything. because it's just vibrant. It's alive. It's its own entity. We've seen that, haven't we, Don?
Absolutely. And that's why we're going to be there in October. We're going to be there in October. Not only that, and Sean, you probably don't even, we hardly announce this to our members, but we are going to be doing the one-year celebration event for the that we launched about a year ago. Speakers Pathway launched back in early November. We tried to do it in October. It didn't happen, but it happened in November. But we are going to be doing our one-year celebration event in Phoenix the weekend after the next iNetwork Expo event. So it's going to be a big party.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I sense we're going to have a birthday cake at, or I should say an anniversary cake.
Oh, yeah.
At our expo for you guys.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll be sure to invite our members to come to iNetwork Expo. Certainly those that are coming into town.
And we're going to put some people on stage. So get your members ready. We're going to have a, we're going to have a real good old fashioned hootenanny, you might say.
You know, we talk a lot about the energy that Robert and I have, and I just want to really highlight, Robert and I may, you know, have some ideas and we are there and very much hands-on, but the energy doesn't necessarily come from us. It is the members themselves. Mm-hmm. They truly believe in the power of in-person relationship. You still need that online presence. I mean, that's the way technology is and the way you reach out to people. But if our members didn't believe in building the in-person relationships, the energy would not be there. Mm. So it goes back to our members and those that align themselves with Network Together.
You're exactly right. And it goes what came to mind when you were saying that by you, you know, paying it forward by sharing your energy, it just comes right back on you. It just flows. It just, it's just kind of like a big ocean wave. It hits a big rocky cliff. It just splashes right back. And it's just a wonderful feeling. And for those of you folks that's listening to us on the airwaves, or if you listen on podcasts or on iTunes, trust me on this, the iNetwork Expo, it is an event that you want to be there, because the energy, the connections, the wisdom that's shared there, I mean, it's going to cost you a lot of money and a lot, and it's going to save you a lot of frustration if you come. I mean, if you don't come, it's going to cost you a lot of money. If you want to get rid of a lot of frustration, please come, because you will be greatly blessed in all areas of your life, not just financially, but also in the things that money cannot buy, the most important things that money cannot buy.
Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, you know, it's the relationships that that are created that really create the sustainability.
Yes.
For instance, you know, you can go online and you can find a coupon someplace, and yes, you're going to go there maybe because you get a cheaper price. But until you actually know the person and the business and what they stand for and their why and how you align, once you have that in person, you have a lifetime client. You have a lifetime relationship. And yesterday I was talking to someone and the gentleman looks at me. He says, Sean, I am so glad that you pushed me to come. He said, I came to the May event. I know what it's about, and I've made clients. I've made money from it. He says, but I was backlogged on my projects and I wasn't planning on coming. He says, but I've been here and I'm already coming to the October 1.
And wow, that's amazing.
Wow. So, yeah, I mean, that's when people come to our events, they're coming to learn. They're coming to reinforce relationships that they've made. They're looking for joint ventures. Mm-hmm. They're looking at who they can align with and how they can help others.
Absolutely. And I mean, that's just a win-win-win situation all the way around for everyone involved. And Don and I mean, a couple of times we just looked at each other and we just kind of like, wow, the expression on our faces yesterday. And, you know, it was just, that's how impressed we were with what we saw at the iNetwork Expo. It was just an amazing event. And the first one was amazing. This second one was even more amazing. It just, I mean, Don, you made several comments about, wow, he was just super impressed. Would you share some? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, I think it is often about relationships. And I love one thing that you said, Sean, is that, yeah, you might get a coupon, you know, yeah, you might have a special and people buy, but you know, I worked for GE for a number of years, and during the Jack Welch was CEO, and one of his mottos was, if you see what you're doing being a commodity, which means you compete on price, you run away from it as fast as you can, because that is a way to the bottom. Mm-hmm. And so understanding the why. People want to buy Apple products. Why? It makes them feel a certain way. They're not the cheapest, yeah. Right? In fact, sometimes they have to wait to get them and pay a premium. But it is about understanding your why and connecting to your why. And it really is about those relationships. And I think, you know, if you can walk into a room filled with hundreds of other people who are there for that same purpose to make relationships, it's a great place to be rather than going and seeking out relationships one by one. Mm-hmm.
It really is, Dandy. And I mean, Sean and Robert there with their organization, you know, the network together, .net and iNetwork Expo.com. I mean, goodness gracious, you guys, there's not another organization around, and I've been around probably a little bit longer than most folks have. I'm 70, going to be 71 here in August. But the fact of it is, I mean, it's just not there. There are too many people out there that want people's money. And what you folks want, you want to touch people's hearts. And that's my kind of people. And that's why me and Don are so honored to find you, to be associated with you, to be a very, very small part of what you and Robert and the organization is all about. So thank you again very, very much. I want to say thank you before we get off the air today.
Well, thank you both, Don, Jim. It has been a blessing to have been introduced to you again through an in-person relationship that we built. Mm-hmm. And it's just you, we've gone to your class here in Arizona. I've taken away tools and nuggets and have incorporated when I'm out there speaking. I know Robert's walked away with some tools that he's also tweaked when he's up speaking too. And it's just, you guys are a true blessing to us. So thank you.
Well, it's our pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time for the day. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next Friday. Thank you.